When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero-guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no-shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day. Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
You're listening to The Jillian Michaels Show. Word!
Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
I sometimes make the kids do impersonations of me and Heidi, and then I'll do impersonations of the kids. And Phoenix is like, Rami, you know, and then when they do Heidi, they're like, come on, guys, let's go. It's really funny. And when they do me, they're like, put your shit away. I'm going to get a trash bag when I count to three. But anyway, my impersonation of you is, map, map, map,
it's not nice.
I have a segment.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yep.
I've never actually read this book, so I'm counting on Giancarlo to help me.
Okay.
It's called Who Moved My Cheese?
Oh, yeah. It's an old book.
Yeah.
That's old.
Yeah. I think this is what the book is about, though.
So, it's 60 pages, Jill.
No, who's the guy that wrote it? It was a...
Mr. Cheese.
Mr. Cheese. That's right.
Mr. Cheese.
Gouda. Mr. Gouda.
Mr. Gouda Cheese.
Who Moved My Cheese?
Yeah.
Famous book.
Okay, so I find so often that people get so caught up in what's not fair, what's not fair, what's not fair, that they don't adapt. And I've been a little bit guilty of this in the past. And correct me if I'm wrong, G, the Who Moved My Cheese thing is a study about mice in a maze, and there's cheese somewhere in the maze. The mice know where it is. They run the maze. They get their cheese, right? And then someone moves the cheese. And some mice keep going back to where the cheese was. No cheese.
Absolutely right.
What happens to those mice? Do they die?
No.
What happens to them?
They eventually learn when the other one finds it. They follow the pattern.
Oh, is that so? Okay, but then the other mouses, they...
Mice. Mices.
Mice. The mice start Spencer, running...
Spencer Johnson, who wrote the book, anyway.
Mr. Cheese. They run a day or like, oh my God, after a couple times, right? They're like, there's no cheese here.
Right.
And they start hunting elsewhere for cheese.
Right.
You got to be the mouse that is like, the well is dry.
That's right. That's why I'm the guy in traffic that everyone will sit behind. And they'll get in this lane and they're like going to make a left, but they don't realize that the car's broken down. I'm the one that's like, wait a second. There's no traffic in the right-hand lane.
Nope.
Let me go around. Then all of a sudden you just see the flurry of cars follow.
That's right.
That's how this game works.
Someone moved the cheese to the right-hand lane.
But that is exactly right. That is the Cliff Note version of the book.
Yeah. And I notice all the time as the world changes so dramatically, we sit there and we're like, oh my God, the world is changing. The world is changing. The world is changing. And instead of going to a place of like, okay, the world has changed, the cheese has moved. So many of us get caught up in, it's not fair that the cheese has moved. I'm so angry the cheese is in a different place. Mm-hmm. And we get stuck instead of being able to evolve and adapt.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
Janice, are you evolving and adapting?
No.
What are you talking about? You changed your outfit.
I changed my outfit, but no, I mean, I need to, but no, I'm not evolving and adapting.
I want to give you an example.
Well.
So an example would be, well, first of all, I heard this thing the other day and they were saying, I can't remember where I heard it, but I know I told you, G, and it was like, there's no industry that will still exist in 100 years. Like, pretty much throughout the history of time, any industry will become obsolete within 100 years. Because just as we evolve and technology grows. Okay, so we were a traditional media brand, and forever, she was like, really think there's something to this social media thing.
I cannot believe we're about to have this conversation.
And I was like...
Circa 2009.
And I was like, And he's like, I was like, no, it's about TV and this and that and this. And he's like, no, I really think there's something to this, Jill. So to make a long story short, as much as I... you know, struggle with social media. And the reason I don't like it is just because it's, I have a hard time.
Because it takes a lot of time and it doesn't do anything.
Well, there's that, right? But it also is like kind of challenging because it is a full-time job, but it's tough to really convey information in such a quick window. And I don't know. It was hard for me. And I didn't like the, look how great my life is. Look how great my life is. Look at my perfect body. Look how great my life. And in my generation, that was, you called it conceited.
Yep.
Right? I mean, no one did that in my generation. That made you an a-hole when you were like, look at what I'm eating. Look at me, what I'm doing. Look at me. And now, the millennials, though, they don't see it that way. They're just like, hey, guys, check this out. Look at what I'm doing. Isn't this cool? And it's like sharing. Whereas my generation looks at it as bragging.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I had a really hard time adapting to it. And Giancarlo pushed me. Finally, to the point where, like, literally, television had to collapse. What did Comcast lost 23% of their subscribers last year?
Yeah.
I mean, it's literally collapsing. People are cutting the cable cord. And, you know, for years, he's been Chicken Little, right? And I finally got to a place where I was like, you know what? All right. This is where the cheese is. And I'll tell you that I then started to learn how to use social media in a way where I could have a direct connection with my audience that I'd always hoped I would get on a daytime show. But it's even more direct in social media. I can communicate with people directly. They can ask me questions. I can answer them back. I can give these unfiltered, you know, videos, this, that, the other. It's fascinating. And I don't, you know, it took me forever to adapt to it. And I, the whole time, was like, I don't like this about it. I don't like that about it. And I wasted all this time. You know, and we're there now, which is good, but we could have had a following of 10 million had I started it 5 years ago instead of a year ago.
Yeah, because back then there weren't as many people on it.
Yeah.
But it's the unknown. You can't kick yourself to the curb because
no,
of the unknown.
No, not at all. Everything happens when it's supposed to happen.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it's just...
Yeah, but I don't know. I just think you ask yourself how much time you're spending about the world being unfair and this, that, the other... And, oh, it's different. And, you know, I was listening to musicians, and it's like, oh, they can't make any money nowadays, and blah, 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 and there's no money, and it's not fair. And it's like, right, there is no money, and you're right, it isn't fair. So how can you monetize your craft? tickets, t-shirts, I don't know. I'm not a musician. Scoring movies, I don't know. But how can you still make money? You can't sit there and be like, it's not fair, it's not fair, it's not fair. Look at this massive problem. You've got to look for the solution. And that's kind of, I had to
find the cheese.
Yeah, find the cheese.
You know, that brings me to something I kind of want to touch base on that. Oh. You made a comment to me the other day that had me thinking. Life has put me in so many situations where I'm just like, why me? Mm-hmm. Right? So let me kind of tell you this story. So the world lacks compassion.
Yes.
There are many great, beautiful people in this world. And there's nothing more beautiful than seeing a stranger do an act of random kindness mm-hmm. for someone else. A few weeks ago, I'm in New York City, went out to dinner. I love the subway. That is my happy time when I'm in New York City. You got the artists performing. You've got the rats. It's like a whole culture going on mm-hmm. down there. The temperature swings, the filth. Like, I love it. The train conductors that drive like they're in the Indy 500. You know what I mean? Like, people that don't want to stay, you know, hold on. They're bouncing off the train cars, all that kind of stuff. So I'm going downtown to my friend's place, and he lives at the end of Wall Street, which is called South Ferry. So I get on the train, and that particular train, you've got to be in the first five cars that get to the South Ferry station. Otherwise, the rest of the train doesn't fit in the station.
Okay, okay.
So I get in the first car, the third door, so closest to the second wagon. And I see all the way on the other side, I see by the first door, a guy just kind of in a strange position. I thought he was just taking a nap. But as the train was moving from one station to the next, I noticed that he wasn't necessarily swinging with the train. I noticed like a little stiffness to his arms and stuff. Mm. And so I was like, hmm. Mm-hmm. So I walked down and I looked at the guy and I'm like, wow, his skin color is really yellow.
Yeah.
And then I looked at the position of his hands and I'm like, God, his eyes are a little rolled back in his head. So then I was like, let me go take his pulse. But I was like, wait a second. I'm the only one on this train.
Yeah.
No one else is around. Let me not do that. So let me wait and see if his shirt moves when mm-hmm. the train's not moving in between stations. And, you know, in between stations, it's typically 30 seconds. And I was like, this guy's shirt hasn't moved. So I immediately took a photo. And because the trains now have Wi-Fi underground, it's great. I sent it to my sister.
Oh, my God, really?
Yeah. And she's a doctor.
Oh, my God. So Ashley has no... Oh, wait,
no
when
excuse.
We're done with this, I'm calling Ashley.
So I send it to my sister, who's an ER doc, and I'm like, does this guy look dead to you? And she immediately wrote back. She's like, yes, H overdose, blah, 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 blah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I was like, oh, boy. So I wait till the next station, knock on the door for the conductor. The conductor won't answer. I bang harder. I say, sir, there's an emergency. The guy's like, step away from the door. So I step away from the door. He's like, what's the problem? I'm like, sir, this guy does not look well, and I don't want to touch him, but I don't think he's alive. So he looks at him. He's like, yeah, you're right. So he gets on the radio. Two police officers come down. They take his pulse. He's like, yeah, this guy's dead. They get on the radio, blah, blah, blah. So I think to myself, that was the end of the subway line. That train started all the way in the Bronx and ends at Wall Street at the tip of Manhattan.
Yeah.
It was midnight. That guy was on that train God knows how long. How did nobody see that guy?
They did, G, but they didn't want to see it.
And that's what I'm saying. So why does life constantly put me in those situations where it's like fight or flight? I'll always fight.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, why couldn't someone else be compassionate and, you know, give that guy some dignity instead of riding that train up and down? You know, whatever reason he passed away for. But those are the things that, like, now I think about all the time.
It does happen to you a lot, though.
Oh my God, he gets it all the time.
I would show you the photo, but it's going to be disturbing for you.
No,
I'll show it to you, Jay, because I know you want to see it.
I kind of want to see it.
I don't want to see it, but I just know that in the times we have spent together, I have seen you in situations where it's like...
He does
the turkey?
The turkey.
Yeah.
That's the one that sticks out the most.
Yeah, there she is, the turkey.
The turkey. When we were in
on the tour bus.
On the tour bus, a turkey flew through the window.
Yeah, and G had to be the one to take it off. I mean...
Oh.
It was awful. But
I slept through it.
Yeah, I know you did.
Yeah.
I know you did.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm trying to understand why. Why me? Like, why do I get that over and over and over and over again?
Do you want an answer? I'm interested.
Maybe, you know the answer.
Do I know the answer?
You know the answer.
What is the answer?
You tell me.
Maybe I was just put here on this planet to be compassionate towards others and help others.
Because you know that you're the one that's going to call the body in.
I guess so. It's just weird.
But it isn't why you. It's not. Stop.
No, I'm not saying. I don't mean why me. Like, why is this happening to me? But yeah. Why is life putting me in these moments
but wait.
Where someone else needs help?
But wait a second.
Tell me.
Okay. But how many thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people were also put in the same moment and just made a different choice?
That's what I'm trying to understand. What? Why run from someone that needs help?
Yeah, but you can't look at it that way.
Like, you watch all these videos now on airplanes of people fighting and people just videotaping. Dude, step in. That's someone's mom. That's someone's sister. That's like a 110-pound flight attendant.
But why can't you?
You're a big guy just like videotaping.
You don't know. My mom said this to me, and I think my shrink... Oh! There's my shrink again. He goes, because I kept doing the same thing you're doing. I'm like, but why? But why? But why did they do that? But why didn't they help? But why did they say this? But how come he did that to him? And he goes, I don't know, Jillian. We can put them on the couch and find out.
I'd love to.
But the thing is, like, you're not going to know, and it doesn't matter. And you can't change it. So then you go back to that whole Gandhi thing of just, you got to be the change you want to see in the world.
And that's why Reagan said, you can't help everyone, but everyone can help someone.
Oh, Manus. I try to help Manus every day. So I'm going to find that posting.
Oh, sweet. Mary, does it have to end this way?
So noodle me that, huh?
Huh? Yeah, noodle.
Okay, who's tired of fasting or cleanses that just leave you hungry and exhausted instead of rejuvenated and energized? Well, Prolon is the scientifically proven meal plan solution you've been waiting for. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolon is science. Science based on Nobel Prize-winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's 5-day program, snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. I did it for 5 days because I've had the absolute hardest time with straight fasts for even 24 hours, and it was a game changer for me. So right now, Prolon is offering Keeping It Real Conversations with Jillian Michaels listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Just go to prolonlife.com/Jillian. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian. What's the easiest choice you can make? Soup or salad? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From your online start to your first million orders, Shopify's there to help you grow. No matter what your product is, they can help you sell it everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, Shopify can help you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average than other leading commerce platforms. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Jillian, all lowercase. Just go to shopify.com/Jillian now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Jillian.
All right, everyone knows by now how much I love Skims underwear because I mentioned them a ton and I've been wearing them forever. I mean, I guess specifically a year and change. That's like forever in my life. If I can stick with something for longer than 30 days, it's forever. So this is big for me. And let me tell you, they are worth the hype. From the support they give to their amazing shape, and best of all, they're super comfortable. Whether it's the weightless scoop bra, the fits everybody plunge bra, the fits everybody t-shirt bra, I just get them in sand. You don't see them under anything at all. They're awesome. They're comfortable. I don't even realize I'm wearing them. They go with everything. So shop Skims bras at skims.com now, available in 62 sizes from 38 to 46H. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. So after you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
All right, hold on.
Hi, this is Ashley.
Oh, hi, Ashley. This is Jillian. Your dear friend?
Oh, hello.
Oh, hi. Hey, hi. Yes. Oh, and your client? Your client? Your new client?
I've just
learned something. You
what
enormous lying sack of shit. You have internet on the subway now.
Sometimes we do. It's true.
Well, if I could literally recount all the times you've said, sorry, I was out of pocket in the subway.
Well, not all stations have internet on the subway.
Stop, just stop. No, stop.
Telling you they do.
Stop it. Stop yeah. Now.
Ashley, it's Janice. She's very upset.
You're just digging
she's
yourself
very,
in.
Very upset.
You're just
very
digging
upset.
A deeper hole.
Yeah.
I want you to know that I'm on to you.
Yeah.
I'm hurt. I'm hurt, and I don't know that I can get past this.
Oof. I'm very curious how this topic came up today.
Well, Giancarlo let it slip.
Damn Giancarlo.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. Do you have anything?
It's like airplanes. It was like my one safe place. It was my one place away from you.
Wow.
It was my haven.
Nicole's taking notes.
Wow, you're not even sorry, are you? You're not even sorry.
No, I am sorry.
No, you're not.
I can't tell you how many times I have wished I had internet and could communicate with you from the subway.
Okay.
Wow, that doesn't sound natural at all.
Okay, yeah.
Ashley, you're done, man.
Yeah.
No, in true honesty, it used to be that you would sit there, and if you were going to be late to something, you would send an email or a text, and you would pray for some sort of moment where there was a miracle where it would go through. That was a true story.
When? In the dark ages? Because apparently this has been fixed for quite some time. Like, as long as we've had
go
on American.
I live in the hood. I live in the hood. It's like going over the ocean on the airplane sometimes. You don't always have the best service.
Yeah, where are you now? In a subway station? It's very noisy.
No, I'm looking at the Statue of Liberty.
Oh, you're not even working today. Oh, great!
Well, I'm working.
At the Statue of Liberty?
Well, for what it's worth, I do have to also tell you, I had a very long conversation with somebody today about your app. Uh-huh. And they were telling me the workout's only 30 minutes. And I said,
well,
you haven't done it yet.
People?
So do it for 30 minutes and then tell me how you feel. Because I did it for 26 minutes yesterday. And
yeah,
I
but which workout?
There are, like seven times.
There are like 14 separate programs. And the workouts go from 20 to 45 minutes, and the workout generator goes from 10 to 45 minutes. This is where.
But by the way, 30 minutes is long. It's long with these workouts. It's hard. It's no joke.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't.
Run away.
No joke.
Run away, Ashley. Run away before she gets started.
No, I'm complimenting it.
No.
Anybody that thinks 30 minutes isn't very long needs to do it because it's hard. Let me just explain. The one that it generated for me yesterday was 26 minutes, like 34 seconds or something. And 15 minutes in, I had screamed the F word at you like three times. That's how hard it was. I did it.
But you picked that level of difficulty, Ashley.
No, but I'm saying it's good.
No, but
I'm saying I want it to be that hard.
But listen, no. Okay, for everybody listening, you can pick your level of difficulty and you can pick your time
frame.
True. So my publicist, who's no longer a friend, is misinformed.
Hang on. Why did you? Are we on your show right now?
Yes.
You think?
I am talking. What is happening? I have not signed anything.
No. That's what I said, Ashley. No, I said run away.
It's fine. It's all right. I don't even want to talk to you anymore. I gotta go.
I can't even.
Yeah.
I just. Good.
Bye, Ashley.
Hang up on her.
So,
I found this in Fast Company, and I think Fast Company always has some great stuff.
You know, I just read that on your drink, and I thought it said banana schlong for a second. It says banana song.
It now does say banana schlong.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead, Janice. Fast Company. You read it in Fast Company?
Mm-hmm.
About pooping?
This okay. is how the most successful people poop yeah. at work. And I found it interesting because...
I don't poop at work.
That's right. You have the pleasure of it, but not everybody has the...
I do.
I poop at home.
So Lindsay Goldwert yeah. wrote this piece, and she said, we chug steaming hot coffee, but we're on commuter trains, so by the time we get to work on a highway or commuter train...
By the way, don't get angry.
We have to go. And she says that we rush to the bathroom, and she goes, in brief, coffee stimulates, which some people, not all people, we've
no,
had
does.
This conversation.
No. Coffee stimulates your lower intestine, and it makes you go...
Right. Yeah. So for those who suffer from workplace bathroom anxiety, the morning cup of coffee, which is a strange ritual, begins with pleasure and dissolves into shame, anxiety, and fear. And it's true. It is shame. The gut and sphincter clenching, nerve-wracking need to do one's personal business before someone enters the room. You don't feel that at all.
No, because what I do is I let someone know that I'm doing it, so I make them feel uncomfortable, that I've alerted them as to what I'm going to go do.
Well, I mean, I think we are steeped in a sort of shame. Like, I've come out of a bathroom, I just go, and I will say, I didn't do that.
One drop.
No, it's just...
Yeah, one drop. You put it in the pot, and then it stink doesn't stink.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that thing.
But
that
why
thing.
Don't you
I'm
just
I'm proud of it.
Why can't you just poop at home?
It's not always a powerful thing, right?
It's private, and it should happen at home.
Yeah, but it's
get up in the morning, have your coffee, poop at home, and then go.
It's just if you're in a hurry and you're going to work, you don't always have that luxury.
Get up 15 minutes earlier and poop at home.
Yeah, this is why I love coming here sporadically, because it really goes to reinforce my idea that this should be on video, this show. Because what's about to happen right now is I'm going to show Janice what I do.
Oh.
Because it is, you know.
Well, what is the takeaway, Janice? Because G is going to help you.
I'm just saying that she's talking about working a lot of women's magazines, and there's women that will wait. You'll look underneath the stall at somebody's shoes. Like, there's a whole pressure about it. You don't deal with it, but I do at work.
You're afraid to poop there?
Yeah, because there's two stalls, and I know if I'm in there, there's a.
All right, so here's what you need to do. Do what I do. Find a private bathroom.
There's not always a onesie, though.
Then figure it out.
Some people go to Starbucks.
Make it a onesie. Do it. You should have the whole thing figured out. You know that you're going to lay down your paper. You're going to take your time. Sometimes I take my shirt off if I feel like it's too warm in the bathroom.
George Costanza.
Then I lay out just so everyone's
clear. He washes his butt in the sink.
Yeah,
it's a
absolutely.
Whole thing.
I lay paper everywhere.
Why just get like wipes?
Because it doesn't do it. A wipe, you know, it's like you got to see like this is what I'm doing in the bathroom. Okay.
Wow.
All right. So, and I will send it.
That's no joke.
I know. And I will take a photo and I will send it to my sister.
Like a king cobra.
And I'll say, is this healthy? She's like, that's very healthy.
Yeah.
So for me, Janice, why do you look like I just showed you something you've never seen before? You
poop.
Have big dogs, don't you?
I'm just saying, this is a real thing for people. This
okay,
is not...
Mama, we're not saying, but he's showing you what to do.
Do you poop like a clockwork basis?
Yeah. But wait, I wake up.
Heidi does too.
I have
so
breakfast.
Annoying.
I eat lunch.
Yeah.
Minimum three times a day, like clockwork. It's gotten to the point where I've had to teach myself how to go in public because I used to suffer from a condition called can't poop anywhere but home.
Yeah.
CPIBH, whatever it is, the acronym.
What's wrong with that? I poop at home and I'm perfectly happy.
But that's because you're home. But like if I'm, you know, out in a meeting, you know.
And the time comes.
Oh, did you ever hear about the time that he pooped in Paul Abdul's bathroom?
Oh, my God.
Did you ever hear about this?
No.
Listen to what happened.
Oh, no, I've heard the
You've
story.
Heard, have you heard this, Jake?
No.
Cole, have you?
Uh-uh.
Oh, it's
right, I'll tell you later. It's
a long story.
It's a long story.
He laid a crap in there, and her toilet was broken.
Oh.
So I picked it up with a hand towel and threw it out the window, and I never saw her again.
Yeah.
Out the window of her house?
Yeah.
Yep.
Into just her owner property?
Yep.
Yeah, he knocked out the screen and just talked. Yeah. So wait, but Janice, what's the takeaway, though?
Oh, I think that was it right there.
I think you should not be crippled by these types of things. I think you just need to deal with it. It's natural.
I'm like, with you, yeah.
Like a dog walks down the street. It's like, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. I'm going to go right here.
Yeah, but a dog has no pressures of society. A dog goes through
why
life without
you?
Pressures.
Why should you?
Yeah.
It's natural.
And what does the writer say, though? That's what I'm trying to understand. Where does she conclude?
She's just saying that
it's cruel and it's wrong. I mean,
If companies want to create a more pleasant place for their employees, they should consider a one-person bathrooms instead of the cavern of stalls.
Got it.
Why spend the money on a decent cup of coffee if half of your staff is afraid to drink it?
You know what? I'm a huge fan of the stalls because I'm the kind of person to have a conversation and be like, what did you eat, bud? You know, because you hear all that noise going on. But here's the best thing about stalls. So when you go with a buddy and you sit side by side and you just talk it through,
yeah.
If you finish first, what you should do to ruin your friend's day is you shut the lights off when you're done.
Oh, yeah.
All right? So now.
I do that to Heidi all the time.
Wow. He's in mid-session. Can't see where anything is unless he doesn't has a flashlight on his phone.
I'd be devastated.
And now, you know, it's really hard in a public bathroom to figure out where the light switch is if you don't know your surroundings.
Yeah. This is supposed to help people.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Hello?
Is this Andriana?
Yes, it is.
Hey, bud, this is Jillian. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm good. So, buddy, okay, you, in all transparency, you're on our podcast right now.
What did you do?
I didn't do anything. Oh, Janice, can you please join the show? We pay you good money to be a participant on this show, and we buy you sandwiches. You make like $100 every time you come down here, and you get a sandwich, and apparently you've been sneaking an extra avocado. So don't go over there and try to opt out.
What has happened here? Andriana, what's happened here?
Oh, they know each other?
No.
They are about to.
Go ahead.
Andriana, will you please tell Janice what has happened here? She's willing.
Oh, well, I was willing to date you, Janice.
She's willing to date you.
Hey!
What did they do?
Go ahead, you can tell her.
Nothing. I just said that you had a kooky sense of humor. It'd be great to date you.
Did she pay you money? Because, you know, they're flush right now. They just won $6 million, so she may have passed you a few crispies. A few shekels under the table.
No! Is it so hard to believe somebody might like you for you?
You kooky girl.
Exactly.
You, huh, Manus?
Well, where does Andriana live?
Yeah, where do you live, bud?
I live in Jersey.
Oh, perfect. What part of New Jersey?
Gino's Jersey.
Essex County.
Essex County? Yep, I grew up in New Jersey. So
I live in Vancouver.
You did?
Yeah, I did.
Is this G?
Yep, it's G, girl. What's up?
Oh, your voice sounded familiar. I didn't know who I was talking to.
Mama.
Let's do it.
You could be first. You could be pen pals.
Okay, where are we going to meet? In the middle in Missouri?
No,
what the hell?
There's something called airplanes.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's airplanes. And you can sext.
Yep.
You can do sexting.
Yep.
What
about FaceTime? FaceTime.
Andrea, oh boy. Yeah, you could FaceTime. Yeah. You could Skype.
Yep. You can send dirty messages via direct message.
What if Andriana doesn't want to do dirty sexting?
I bet she's
sexy.
From Jersey. Dirty Jers. And trust me, it's all
dirty
good.
Dirty Jers.
Yeah, Andriana, tell us a little bit about, do we call her Dirty Jers or do we call her Andriana?
That's terrible.
Oh, she's already defending you. Look, she feels a bond.
There's a bond.
There's a bond.
Thank you, Dennis.
Yeah, Andriana, tell us about yourself.
Oh, what do you need to know?
Everything.
Yeah.
Just remember, you're on the air. Just if you don't want to
exactly,
give anything
that's
out,
why
just
I want to know.
Let's start with. Let's start with.
How'd you lose your virginity?
Oh my.
When did
God.
You know you were gay?
Oh, okay.
What do you do?
Or are you bi?
Okay.
Oh, are you bi?
No.
Do you like Loomy dolls? If so,
no,
what kind?
Totally lesbian.
Oh.
Okay.
There
homo.
You
there you go. Good.
Totally homo.
Okay. Okay. See, I told you homos like to be called homo. You're the only one of us that doesn't. Go ahead.
Since 15.
But don't forget, yep. I'm older.
How do you know? You don't know how old she is. Don't start
no,
discriminating.
No, I'm older.
You don't know how old she is.
Andrea, I am well in my 50s, all right? You sound like you're like 30-something.
Oh, thank you, but I'm not. Thank you.
How old?
45.
Perfect.
Ooh, 45.
Perfect.
I'm 10 years her senior. Yeah. 10 plus. Yes, Jillian, don't start adding.
Well, Janice is a bottom, though, just so you know. I hope you're okay with that. She is a huge bottom.
No, I've
She's
tried.
She's a power bottom.
I've tried.
No, you are a power bottom.
I just get tired on top.
Okay, so.
And she was questioning, what do you want this show to be?
Janice was angry at me because she feels like this show is taking a turn.
Andrea, I just think that Jillian's gotten too sexual as of late.
I'm not sexual at all. Janice, this is real life.
It's real life.
This is real life. I have workout DVDs. I have apps. I have books. This is real life.
Yeah.
This is a real life
gotta
show.
You gotta start somewhere.
You gotta start somewhere.
People are looking for connections.
Yes,
you know?
Janice.
Well, I'm over 10 years your senior. And so, you know what?
She gets tired. But she's still.
Well, that would make you a cougar.
Yeah, you're a cougie.
It's a whole new experience.
A cougar.
Manny the Coug. Okay. Okay, go on, go on. Tell us more.
What else?
Go on. Let's see. Questions?
What month were you born in?
Good one.
September.
Okay.
What does that make? Virgo.
If she's at the top of the month.
Heartbreaker.
Oh, I get along with Virgos.
Oh! Oh,
look at how she walked back to the microphone. Did you see that?
Yes, she did. Go on. Tell us more.
So far, so good.
Okay. So, 45. Uh-huh.
Do you like the outdoors?
Do you like
I do.
Oh, Manus.
I like the outdoors.
She likes outdoors. Okay.
Yes.
Do you have pets?
No, I don't, but I know Manus has a dog and likes to take her dog for a walk, so that's
I'm trying
good.
To figure out her nationality, because I can hear it starting to come
Italiano,
through.
Italiano, maybe.
Well, the name is interesting.
Andriana.
Yeah.
No.
She's Spanish.
Spanish?
Nope.
Yep.
She is?
No.
What are you?
Portuguese.
Pork and cheese. I love it. Falo portugués?
I don't speak it, though. I don't speak
She's
it.
Nor
do
I. She's a sexy Latin lover.
You know, the Brazilians, the Portuguese, they got it going on.
Janice.
I do enjoy Portuguese buns with some butter.
Oh, look at
it. I'm just saying they're delicious.
This is exciting. Okay, what are your hobbies? Do you have a Tinder profile?
Oh, my God.
No, please. I don't have a Tinder profile. I don't have any online
cougars?
Profiles.
Thank you. And neither do I.
And are you single?
Yes, I'm single.
Okay,
I've been single for 5 unfortunate years.
Okay, because Janice is jealous, so she can't do the.
Yeah, I have a problem with jealousy. I might as well just put it out there.
Janice gets jealous shorts. That's why she tries to sabotage my greatness all the time, because I am so funny. And
we're just sabotaging Andriana's afternoon.
No, we're not.
No, we're not. She volunteered.
What does she
for
do
this.
For a living?
What do you do for a living?
That's not. We can't ask that.
Why?
Maybe she doesn't want to say.
She can lie.
Oh, wow.
She's in Essex County, New Jersey, so she's definitely not a pickle farmer or any of that kind of stuff.
No.
So
what
do you do?
What do you do?
I just have fun with my kids and my grandkids.
Kids.
She's wealthy.
She said aha! She said aha! Janice, you could be a kept woman.
We found someone else to pay for the avocado.
A kept man. That's right. Thank God. A kept Manus. Wow. Okay. Oh. Okay, wait a second. So wait, you have kids and grandkids. So yes. Is there an ex-husband or an ex-girlfriend? But you've been gay since you were 15.
Wait for it.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It's all right, sister. Mm-hmm. You don't have to say anything.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do.
No, there's okay.
No.
She can be private.
No. No, she cannot.
Yeah, no. I think we should stop this call now.
Absolutely, we will not. Okay. Tell us more. What's your favorite food?
My favorite food? I don't know. Maybe Mexican?
Mexican food. Yum, yum. Okay, you know Janice is sober, right? Can you deal with that? You can't pressure her to drink because then she hangs work boots from her tampon strings.
Wow.
What? You talked about that on the show.
That's talent.
Sweet buddy, look, we got to get it all out there now. There are no surprises. Buddy, you shared that. No one could have guessed
that's
that.
Talent.
See?
Yes, I'm quite talented in the area.
It's interesting talent.
Okay. Gee, anything else you need to know?
Let her go.
No,
let
I will go. Not let her go. No. I'm going to get her information.
Nope.
And I'm going to connect you two via email.
Is she a 973 area code?
Is she a 973?
Yes, I am.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, she is.
Have you spent your whole life in New Jersey?
No. I lived in New York for about 10 years.
New York City, out of the... What? Talk to me.
The Bronx.
The Boogie BX. Mm. So this is a woman with flavor, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Portuguese. Yeah. Oof.
She's
El Richo.
She's been, you know, gay, homo since 15, so she knows what's up.
Yep.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she's willing to date you.
Yes.
That's awesome.
That's credible.
And she's 10 years younger.
Oh, my God. Win. This is a win.
Janice.
Yeah, you scored today.
Guaranteed score.
Yeah. She's down. She wants it.
I think we should just send Janice to New Jersey for a cultural weekend.
Yes.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, you drive her through the Lincoln Tunnel, the Holland Tunnel, take her all the spots in New York City.
Yep.
Janice likes to swim, so make sure you guys go swimming in the Hudson River.
Yes.
Oh, wow. No, don't
She
know
does like
that.
To swim, actually.
Okay, take her in the East River.
Janice likes to swim.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah.
You want to take her like in Bayonne or something, one of those landfills?
Swimming would be great, but not in the river.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do. Andreana, Nick is going to get your offline. Nick is going to get your email, contact information. That one, good. And then we're going to connect you and Manus. And we're going to, and it could be just be the start of a beautiful friendship.
Yeah. Well, let's start with the Skype session.
That would be great.
Yeah.
I would like that.
Manus.
Janice, it's fun.
I've never Skyped.
So great. You know what? It's great to
experience. I never have either, Janice.
There you go,
mamas. Yeah. Here, you want to do a little, you want to practice your first little sext? Here, do it. just say like, here, you just ease your way into it. What are you wearing?
What are you wearing?
There you go.
Go ahead.
You guys are perverts.
I have to answer that?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, no, they're being perverted right now. They're just like a couple of voyeurs, like a couple of gannets. Just... Don't even go there.
What's a gannet?
A gannet, like a
like a Janet?
You know, what's you're just voyeurs. You're dirty birds.
All right, we are going to get your email. We're going to connect you to, and we are going to follow up. I expect
electricity.
Bing, boom, bamski. Andreana, thank you so much for coming on
the
show.
Who needs a season two of Just Jillian? We'll just do this for fun.
That's what I was thinking.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you for your patience.
No, thank you, Janice, for your time.
And she looks forward to talking to you.
Yeah, and I look forward.
I do too.
Okay. Don't forget to email us your questions. We want to talk to you at JillianPodcast@gmail.com.